Passion. Let me put you in the mood, it's the Mackie move. Let me put you in the mood, it's the Mackie move. Let me put you in the mood, it's the Mackie move. Everything that's going on, I'ma change your attitude. We from Appalachian State, the mountains is where I lay. I promise you it's okay to look around where you stay. I need to know what's on campus, chilling with shorties on Sanford. I got questions, he got answers, Mackie live above the standards. Pulling up late to my class, I gotta go. Seeing people holding signs, I gotta know.
Hold up, wait. We beat who by how much?
What was the score? It's been raining for like 5 weeks straight. Hope you can flow. Let's talk about diversity and how you think we can grow. Cause we both see the same colors and that's black and gold. I just want you to know, brother, that I still got hope. I just hope that you know, baby, app is where to go. Let me put you in the mood, it's the Mackie move. Let me put you in the mood, it's the Mackie move. Let me put you in the mood, it's the Mackie move. Everything that's going on, I'ma change your attitude.
What is going on? And thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of the Mackie Move Podcast. I am the host, Mackie Gallagher. I appreciate you spending some of your day hearing me talk for an unnecessarily long amount of time. I don't have any notes in front of me. This is kind of an introduction to what I'm trying to do with this podcast or with this show. And also, I'm trying to do the least amount of editing possible. I don't like any extra work. So if I cough, if I stutter, if I can't find a word that I'm trying to say, and it's just awkward silence, I don't know. I'm going to leave it in there probably, because I'm not trying to sit here and pick through everything that I'm doing right or wrong. I'm going to hate myself after. I'm going to hate my voice after it. After I get done talking, I just want to hit enter, save it, post it on the website, and then it's out into the ether to where everybody can hear it or see it or listen to it, whatever you want to do with this podcast. But a little background about me. I graduated from Appalachian State University, the best university in the state of North Carolina. I graduated in May of 2019, and for my senior year, so from about August of 2018 to May of 2019, I had this one-hour talk show on the college station or the college radio station for App State University, 90.5 WASU-FM. Check them out at WASUradio.com, or if you're in the high country, turn your FM dial to 90.5 WASU. You will not be disappointed. But I had some friends come up to me one time, and we were talking about what I wanted to do. This is before my senior year of college. And I said I would love to have some kind of podcast or some kind of show. And so I got to talking with some people, put some promos, put an intro together. And I couldn't think of a name. I could not, for the life of me, think of a name for this podcast. And real quick, shout out to my boy Smithy Jones, who wrote and executed that amazing intro. It has been the intro since the beginning of the show at App State. It will most likely change in the coming weeks, but I needed to throw it in there for just original purposes because he made an amazing intro. It really helped bring or draw people to the show. It made me very excited to do the show because he made it in July and the show started in August. So shout out to Smithy Jones. Check him out on SoundCloud at Smithy Jones and check out all of his projects, man. You will not be disappointed. But going back to the name of the show, I was thinking about anything that had to do with me, any kind of inside joke that I could have for the name of the show. And one day I was in my old apartment in Boone and I was with my friend Rico and Hannah. And I did something stupid, which is not out of the ordinary whatsoever. Whatever comes to my mind, I usually say whatever comes to my mind, I usually do, thinking about no consequences of the people around me or without putting their thoughts or feelings first before I do them. And I did something stupid. I can't remember exactly what I did, but they both looked at each other and Hannah said, "Yep." And then Rico was like, "Yeah, I know what you're saying." And I'm confused. Because now they're talking behind my back, but they're talking behind my back while they're sitting in front of me. So I'm very confused. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? And they said, "Mackie, when you do something stupid, it's just a Mackie move. Whenever you say something stupid, whenever you do something that should not be done in the first place, which, is, like I said, is more often than not, that's a Mackie move." And then immediately, they both were like, "Oh, yo, that's the name of the show right there." And so thank you to Rico and thank you to Hannah for helping me come up with the name of the show, which is now turning into a podcast. This first episode is pretty much just to introduce who I am, what I'm trying to do with this, what I'm doing, where I work at. I just want this to be a nice conversation, a nice time with me and you. And once again, thank you for tuning in for a little bit to the very first episode of the Mackie Move podcast. This is all pre-recorded. This is not live. I prefer to go live. I feel much more comfortable when I'm talking behind a mic when we're on the air and live, because I know I'm not going to cuss. I know I'm not going to break any FCC regulations. But there's just something about pre-recording shows that just makes me anxious. I'm just so terrified to mess up. Because if I mess up, oh, then I can just stop it, or I can delete it, or I can start over. But I'm not trying to do that with this right now. Like I said, I want the least amount of editing. So I'm just going to let it ride. I'm just going to let it ride out. So here's the background behind me. I gave you kind of the background on the show. I got into radio. I got into broadcasting when I was 16 years old. I currently work with Fox Sports Radio Charlotte. They're a member of the Beasley Media Group in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I live not too far away in Salisbury, North Carolina. It's about 30 to 45 minutes north on I-85 away from Charlotte. I went to a high school to where, even though I make fun of this high school so much, it has shaped me or helped shape me into the person I am today. I went to a high school called West Joanne High School in the small town of Mount Ulla, North Carolina. Let me set the scene for you a little bit. Highway 801 is where West Joanne resides. You have West Joanne across the street, which was Highway 801. You have a cornfield. That's all you can see. It's like Nebraska, just a cornfield. Oh, all right, let's go beside West Joanne. Oh, another cornfield. But guess what? When the farmer who owns this land harvests the corn, whenever that may be, I think it's September, October, I don't know. I'm not an agriculture guy. At one point, I thought ag stood for animals and gardening. So don't come at me with any ridicule about my knowledge of farming or anything. I know it's important, but I do not know anything about it, and I'm going to admit that right now. So you have another cornfield. Go to the other side of West Joanne. You have a barn with llamas, with sheeps. I don't know what the plural of sheep is. Is it sheep? I don't know. With chickens, cows. Yo, I had to help give birth to a sheep, and I was in a horticulture class. A horticulture class. That's plants. I didn't sign up to hold the back legs, or whatever scientific name the back legs of a sheep is, and watch a freaking lamb come out of the private parts of a sheep. But that's the high school I went to. West Joanne High School, baby. All ag, all the time. But man, West Joanne. Sorry, I went on a little bit of a tangent there. Like I said, no editing. It was junior year, I believe. Junior year. It's been a long time, so I'm trying to think back. I was 16 years old. It was like March of 2014, I think. I went with some friends to the very first baseball game that West Joanne had of the season. It was the very first home game. And I was sitting there, and I'm just sitting in the stands with some friends. And then I had some of my friends who were on the baseball team come out and said, hey, we want somebody to announce. Do you want to announce? And I was like, no, I'm not really up for that. I don't want to do this. They get someone else to announce, and then he backs out of it because he just wanted to announce the starting lineups. He didn't want to stay in the booth and announce every batter throughout the whole game. They asked me again. I said no. And then finally, like 5 minutes before the game, they come out and they ask me one more time, and eventually with my friends in the stands just berating me, I just say yes, just to get them all to please shut up. I announce the first game. I don't get too flashy or anything. I just say the names as they walk up to the plate. I do some promotions for the concession stands, trying to raise money for the Booster Club. And then as time goes on, I start feeling a little more comfortable in my body. I start feeling comfortable behind the mic. And then that one game turned into the rest of the games for that season. Come senior year of high school, I'm now announcing football. And when I say announcing, this is like public address announcing. So if you're sitting in the stadium, this is what you're hearing, like tackle made on the 35-yard line, so on and so forth. I did football, I did basketball, I did baseball and softball. And real quick, for the record, I am 110% more invested in softball than I am in baseball. I will say it. Softball is so much more fun to watch than baseball. Hot take of the day. Quote me on it. So, I do about a year and a half of just PA announcing, and I'm like, man, I really like being able to talk and people voluntarily listening to me. There might be something here that I can turn into some kind of career or turn into a hobby or what. And so the West Joanne baseball team in 2015, my senior year of high school, they made it to the fourth round of the state playoffs. Now, our last home game was the third round of the state playoff. I'm doing the PA announcing. The local radio station is there. Salisbury Radio, Memories 1280 WSAT. Owned by Buddy Poole, Lance Poole. At the time, Howard Platt was working for him. Ken Anderson, who has been a great guy and a great mentor to me, along with many other people at Salisbury Radio. This is a shout-out to y'all. But after the game, Buddy Poole, the owner of the radio station, comes up to the announcer booth, and he compliments me on my voice, which at that time in my life, I didn't really know how to accept a compliment about my voice. I just always thought that was a weird thing. When someone said, you have a great voice, I'm like, thank you. Thanks, puberty. I don't really know. I did not work it out. I don't know how I got that. So shout out. I'm very happy that my voice turned out the way it is, or else I don't know if I'll be sitting here right now. But and as I'm saying that, my throat's starting to hurt, so that's karma. Excuse me. And so he asked me, he says, do I have any interest of being on the radio? And at that time, at this time in my life, announcing was just a hobby. That was it. I said, sure, I would love to be on the radio. I've known Howard Platt, who was also there with Buddy a long time. Him and my father, Ronnie Gallagher, were very close friends, very decently known figures in the community. And so I'm like, I would love to be on the radio. Any opportunity you can give me, I would gladly accept. So then one day after school, I go to Corbin Hills Golf Club. I'm hitting balls on the driving range. I'd never played golf. I just love just going and hit a bucket of balls. And I get a call, and they asked me, do I want to be the color commentator on the radio for the fourth round of the state playoffs between West Joanne High School and Marvin Ridge High School at Marvin Ridge? And so I said yes. And I believe this is May 4th, 2015, and that was the first time I was ever on radio. I called the game with Howard Platt. Marvin Ridge had this one pitcher, I believe, Max Wotel. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name or if that's even his name, but he eventually ended up being drafted by the New York Mets following this game or following this season, and he got brought in when the Falcons were down 3-1. He got brought in to close out the game. The Falcons, the West Joanne Falcons, were able to tie it off a now MLB pitcher. They tied it 3-3, and then in extra innings, a home run was given up, and the West Joanne lost. That's what I remember from that game. It was a great game. That was a great season by the Falcons that season. So, yeah, I'm on the radio, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I just really loved being able to sit there and just talk about what's happening in front of me. And so that's kind of how I got my introduction into sports broadcasting as well. And so fast forward a few months, I end up at the campus of Appalachian State University. Man, I fell in love immediately. I never toured App State. I went up there for a weekend after they beat Michigan because my dad wanted to go get all these shirts that were dedicated to the game where App State beat Michigan in 2007. And my dad didn't really believe in the idea of online shopping because he would make us drive to Duke or drive to UNC or drive to App State to get App State and UNC and Duke gear. So keep in mind that as a 10, 11, 12-year-old, my father would shove us into a car, drive two and a half hours to get a shirt. I will never forgive him for that. But I went to App State, and I originally was going to major in criminal justice. I have no idea why, but that's what I was going to do. After a few weeks, I was able to see the facility at the Beasley Media Complex on River Street. Beautiful, beautiful building for a college radio station and a college TV station. I was able to see the facilities that WASU and App TV had. I was able to see all of the equipment that they used. And honestly, it just looked like a professional TV station and radio station. I mean, there are classes all around it, but then there are sections of the buildings specifically for App TV on the third floor and then WASU, the radio station, on the second floor. After I saw the facilities, I immediately scheduled an appointment with my, what is it called? The academic advisor. And I changed my major from criminal justice to electronic media broadcasting and communications, or communications, electronic media broadcasting. He asked me what I wanted to minor in. I went ahead and changed that to criminal justice. And that change right there, the best decision I've ever made in my life. I have found out who I am. I have found out what I am capable of solely because I was able to switch my majors and experience the classes, experience the events, meet the people that I did just for being a communication EMB major at App State University. And then, as time goes on, I'm just riding through college, taking classes. I'm helping out. I'm filming some games for App TV, whether it's volleyball games, basketball games, or football games. And then eventually, sophomore year, I was able to take the class, which was COM 2315. It's a one-hour class, which met once a week. And it was taught by Dan Valley, who is the faculty advisor for WASU and also a very popular name in the radio industry across the nation. And he basically just tells you the basics of radio, how to what a stop set is, how to voice track, what a sweeper is, all the lingo you need to use, all the FCC regulations you need to know. That's what we learned Mondays from 6 to 7, the second semester of my sophomore year. And then finally, I was able to apply for a staff position on WASU, the college radio station, and I was able to get sports intern. And so let me tell you how hands-on this university and WASU is right now. This university and WASU had their own booth on the away side of the football stadium, Kid Brewer Stadium at App State, where they could call every single home football game. So no matter what, if you are on the sports team or if you're at the radio station and you want the opportunity to call amazing D1 football at the college level on a professional broadcast with a board op, you have a play-by-play broadcaster, a color commentator, sideline reporter, you have a pregame show, postgame show, halftime show, all of those are involved in this. And as a junior in college, I was able to experience that. And I decided to turn it down, because I wanted to work an internship with Adam Witten of the College IMG Network, who he did the play-by-play for App State football for IMG, and he needed someone to help set up the stage for a pregame show early on game day mornings, and then he needed someone to be in the booth with him to spot whoever the ball carrier was, whoever the tackler was, all that jazz during the game in the booth. So I believe I only had like one or two sideline games scheduled for me for that football season, so I turned those two down. I was like, I would love to work with Adam Witten. I learned a lot about play-by-play broadcasting. I learned a lot about how professional broadcasters ran. I met a lot of amazing contacts who I'm still in touch with today. And so that lasted all year. And that was before the very first Sun Belt Championship game, I believe. That's when they were co-champions with Troy of the Sun Belt Conference, I believe. That was 2017. And then finally, so sports intern, I was able to call some App State basketball games my junior year. I was able to be on our sports talk show called Sports Wrap on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. You had podcasts. You read over commercials. Everything that I could possibly do with Beasley in Charlotte right now, I could pretty much do with WASU at App State. It was the greatest stepping stone that I could ever imagine for me wanting to get into the professional radio industry. Fast forward to my senior year of college. I am now the assistant sports director. I am working with now the two-time sports director, Joshua Kornmeyer. Shout out Joshua Kornmeyer. I love this dude. Me and him work closely together. We would make schedules for the broadcast. We would call App State football games, basketball games, all that stuff. And then on top of that, I had the show, The Mackie Move. It started off Mondays 9 to 10. It eventually stayed Mondays 9 to 10 the whole year. And the whole first semester, I did it by myself. And I'm thankful that I did do the show by myself, because it made me better. Because talking like I'm doing right now, I'm at 18 minutes. Talking for 18 minutes by yourself is hard. And it can also get very annoying for you. Like right now, I'm sure there have been plenty of times to where you're just like, how much longer do I have to listen to this man speak? But like I said, this is just an introduction to what I want this podcast to be. I did it by myself the first semester, had a good time. I had a vision for the show because of this. I was able to see what direction I wanted to take the show. And then Christmas break, I took a little hiatus. I'm not going to do any shows over Christmas break. I want to see if I can take the show in a different direction. That's when I asked my main man, Clay Councilman if he wanted to join my show and basically be a co-host, be on every week, and just have that conversational feel on the air with me on Mondays from 9 to 10, because that's something I need to have. I need to have conversation. People always look at me, and they always complain about how much I talk. Yeah, I know I talk a lot, and sometimes you don't put on enough deodorant, but I don't call you out on it. That's all I'm saying. I love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories. Why? How did you end up here? What are you trying? Where are you trying to go in life? What do you attempt to do? I don't know. Let me just talk and gain relationships from people. I love meeting new people. And so, since I just constantly have people complaining about how much I talk, let's make it useful and let's make it into a podcast and or a show. And that's what we're doing right now. But yeah, I know I was kind of all over the place this first episode. Like I said, it was no notes. I wanted all of this to come from my heart, from my head. I have no piece of paper. I have no computer in front of me right now. I am in a small corner studio on the third floor of this building on South Boulevard. And real quick, I know this is on Fox Sports Radio Charlotte, and I know there will be sports segments. There will definitely be sports segments on this podcast, but they're going to be much more relaxed. It's mainly going to be sports or sports events or just sports topics that I only want to talk about. So mainly, if you're a Carolina Panther fan, this will be a good podcast for you because I love the Carolina Panthers, and I don't know how to spell it yet, but there is going to be a new Panther segment on, I'm thinking, every Mackie Move podcast called Row, Row, Row. I don't know how to spell that yet, but that's the name of the Panther segment. If you ever bring up this Panther segment to me, don't ever use words. The title of the segment is Row, Row, Row. That's what you need to do. If you don't acknowledge this Panther segment as Row, 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 then I'm not listening to you. It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. It's not worth yours. So there will be some sports moments on this podcast. Also, I want to have, honestly, as many people as I can on. Now, I'm going to have to use some restrictions. I mean, I don't want anybody on to just come on here and shoot the crap, as us people who aren't trying to get fined by the FCC say. But I want to have a good amount of my friends on. We'll talk whatever sports they're interested in. If they're a Panther fan, I would love to talk Panthers with them. Or if they're a Hornets fan, vice versa. But also, like, I just want to hear people's stories, man. I work with a lot of people here. I really do. And I don't know many of them. A lot of people are in and out whenever I'm here. I'm try to be here during the week as much as I can. But right now, I'm mainly focused just on being in the office or in the studio on weekends, because I'm on air Saturday and Sunday mornings with Fox Sports Radio Charlotte from 10 to 11, called The Rookies. Check us out every weekend morning. So, I mean, maybe I might meet some coworkers by doing this. I would love to just look at somebody, and if they're free, be like, hey, I don't really know you. You want to come be on a podcast? Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. And then, boom, that's that week's episode of the podcast. I don't know. Right? I have a vision for the show. I just don't know how to put it on paper. But I am just so excited to finally be back behind a microphone, finally bring the Mackie Move back, because this show came to me in a very difficult time of my life, much like most people going through this time, senior year of college. And like I said, this isn't the only time that people struggle. I know there are going to be adults out there like, well, man, when I was in school, I was already working four jobs down at the welding mill. Well, that's cool, Grandpa, but times have changed. Okay, now I'm sweating. But what I'm saying is, senior year of college can be very difficult because the stress of not knowing what the heck is out there after your graduation date will weigh on you consistently every single day. It took me until about March or April to just be like, I put out my applications. I'm going to relax a little bit. I do not want the stress of the unknowing ruining my senior year at App State. But until I came to that moment, I was struggling mentally a lot, and I could always count on Monday nights on 90.5 WASU FM from 9 to 10 p.m., that was always my happy time. No matter what, no matter how my week is going, if I were to only have one good moment in that week, Mondays from 9 to 10 on the Mackie Move with my main squeeze, Clay Councilman, that was going to be that time. So I'm very happy that I can bring this back. I hope that y'all follow me through this journey, because I would love to hear feedback. Follow me on Twitter, at Mackie Gallagher. Follow me on Instagram, Mackie Gallagher. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Man, I think we're at 23 minutes. I just rambled on for 23 minutes, and I'm honestly terrified about how dangerous me talking by myself for 23 minutes can be. Hopefully, I know right now you're praying that my next podcast has a guest on it, because I don't know if I'm going to drive people away if it's just me. I don't know. I'm mainly doing this just because I love sports talk, but I don't want to get funneled straight into sports. I like doing other stuff. I really do. I love sports talk. I love being on sports radio, but I don't want to just be confined to sports radio. And I feel like this is my outlet to get out there. I have the equipment at the radio station that I can to make this podcast like I'm doing right now. I have the mediums to spread it and share it out on. So, I mean, I'm going to take advantage of it because that's one thing that I regret after graduation is I feel like I didn't take advantage of my time in college as much as I should have. And I was just talking to my mom about it the other day. It's so weird how one day you're just chilling in your apartment with all your friends, and then the next day you're just done. You're just done. Done with school. Hey, go get a job. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm enjoying it. But I appreciate you tuning in to the very first episode of the Mackie Move. Like I said, I rambled, no notes. The next couple of podcasts will definitely be way more structured. But I wanted this one to just be a 25-minute introduction of what this podcast is, who I am. And I hope that I will see you next week as I am trying to send an episode on FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Every single weekend. That's where you can find these podcasts on FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com. Be sure to check out The Rookies on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. And also check out FoxSportsRadioCharlotte.com for our blogs, our articles. We have other podcasts. Support the station, man. We're trying to grow just like whatever you're trying to grow in. We got to support each other. You can't ask for support and then not give it out. Once again, thank you for spending part of your day with me. Thank you for always supporting me. It will never go unnoticed. And I recognize the support every day from everybody. Buddy, and I appreciate it wholeheartedly. But until next week, have a great day and keep on moving.
Let me put you in the mood. It's the Mackie Move. Let me put you in the mood. It's the Mackie Move. Let me put you in the mood. It's the Mackie Move. Everything that's going on, I'ma change your attitude.